Okay, love, relationship, and marriage. We started with the first part two Sundays ago. Last week we paused because we're looking at we're doing the cultural Sunday last week, so we paused. So we're going to carry on with that today. And today we're looking at part two of love, relationships, and marriage. Last time we looked at the topic, what is love? And we looked at that extensively. I'm not going to go over that this morning. We can, you know, listen to the audio on our website. So today I'm moving on to part two. And what I'm going to be doing is, well, someone told me that there are times that we do these series and we just rush them. I just do them once a month, and cram everything into it. But this time around, I'm not going to cram the teachings into just this month. We'll carry on into next month as well, because I believe that this topic is really important. It is the foundation of relationships, and I believe that we're a summation of all the relationships that we're involved in. So we will carry on. Today, I'm looking at what I've called the challenge of submission for the Christian wife. The challenge of submission for the Christian wives. There are some people who are, I'm not going to look in the direction, they said, wow. I don't know, is it wow that you guys had a great time at the barbecue yesterday, or wow, the topic? You can notice that is some of the women that are. So we're looking at the challenge of submission for the Christian wife. Now, I'm going to focus on three things this morning, but before then, I'll read a story from the Bible just to highlight a number of things. But before I even go there, one thing we see is this. God has two overarching instructions for the Christian family. Now, realize that I'm using that word Christian wife, Christian family, Christian husband, because this might not apply to you if you're not a Christian. Although if you take heed to some of these things, it will help your relationship and it will help your marriage. So note that word Christian. And two of the overarching things that God speaks about in the context of a marital relationship is, he says, husbands, love your wives. We'll look at that in a couple of Sundays. And he says, wives, submit to your own husbands. Now, an understanding of what biblical submission is and biblical love is the bedrock and the foundation of marriage. It is the bedrock and the foundation of marriage. However, we realize that the things that are the bedrock of foundation, the bedrock of foundation, sorry, my tongue twisting. These things which are the bedrock of marriage, the foundation of marriage, are things that we find a bit challenging, and they're so. I'll highlight a number of things. So, the two bedrocks, it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. It says, wives, submit to your own husbands as unto the Lord. So, what we find out now, if I were on social media now, we're on IG, but I'm not on, like, you know, the, and I just put out a topic there, marriage, you know, marriage and relationship, you know, it's trending now, just click it. Everybody has a view on marriage and relationship, which is fine, which means that people are interested in that area. But if I were to bring up the topic of submission of women on social media, you would get a lot of comments. Some of the comments that you might get are, this submission thing is archaic. What do you mean? That's in the olden days. That's prehistoric. That's Victorian. What do you mean women should submit to their husbands? I mean, we're equal. I mean, all this submission thing, you guys be like, you know, and I think often that is the kind of response that one will get. And rightly so, it's not a bad response. And I believe that one of the reasons why we get that response when it comes to submission is the way some men have used that submission thing to intimidate, harass, and make life difficult for their wives. So if women say, what is this submission thing about? I don't blame any woman who's experienced that form of submission. So it's only normal that you would react that way. So I don't want to start from the perspective of wives, you should submit to your husband. We've read that in the Bible. But what I want to look at today is another perspective that will help us as women, or help the women and the men as well. So the question I have today is this: why is it difficult, or why do Christian wives find it challenging to submit to their husbands? Why? Why does that happen? If God is saying submission is something that is the bedrock of one of the bedrocks for a good marriage, then why do some Christian women, quite a lot, find it difficult to submit to their husbands? That's what we're going to be looking at today. So that I believe that for the women, it will help you to understand why God asks you to submit eventually, and it will help the men as well. But I'm going to look at some things that I found that really affects women in terms, Christian women, in terms of submitting to their husbands, and it will help us. I'm just praying that God will be able to help me explain these things over the next couple of weeks. Because as a woman, as a Christian woman, we'll come to men and husbands later. If you truly understand the power of submission, I'll say this word, Kai. Your husband, your husband will be eating out of your palm like this. If you truly understand it. Now, this is what some women use in the world. Some women who are not Christians. Some side chicks. Some women who are streets, I'm telling you, who are, in a bad way, street smart. They will take this submission thing from the Bible, they don't know often that they're using it, and use it to entrap men. You now wonder, how can a man in his, even a married man who has a beautiful wife, he has a great job, he has everything, and he has a side chick, and this side chick can make him do anything she wants. But we're not going to go there because I'm not propagating the use of submission as a weapon against men to get them to do whatever you want. But it's the fact. I might not go there, but we'll see. But let's leave that aside. Today, we're looking at what are the things that might be causing our women to be like, look, this submission thing, I'm not really in it. I don't want to go for it. We'll look at some of those things, but we're going to read a story from the Bible this morning that will buttress some of the points that I want to make. And God will help us. Now, I'm going to read the story about Abraham and Sarah. Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 to 19. Abraham and Sarah, the father of faith that God is always boasting about. We'll look at his marital relationship. I'm going to read this story, but I'm going to make some points from the story as well. Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 to 19. We're talking about submission here. And I'll read, now there was famine in the land. There was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife, Sarah, I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me and let you live. Say you are my sister so that I will be treated well for your sake and my life will be spared because of you. You know, I love Abraham so much, but how he was able to do this, I can't get over it. I'm telling you. I can't get over it. But let's carry on. When Abraham came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw Sarah, that she was very beautiful. She was a very beautiful woman. And when Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And she was taken into his palace. And he treated Abraham well for her sake. And Abraham acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female servants, and camels. But the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. So Pharaoh summoned Abraham. "What have you done to me?" he said. "Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she's my sister? So I took her to be my wife. Now, here is your wife. Take her and go." Now, let me explain the story to us. Abraham is leaving his country. He's about to go to Egypt. And as he and his wife are entering Egypt, he says to her, "Look, sweetheart, you're such a pretty woman. These guys that we're going to, these guys are really crazy. Please, just say that you're my wife. Sorry, you're my sister, so they can spare me." Can you imagine a man goes to a place and says that kind of thing? It doesn't even stop there. Let's even assume he made a mistake and he was just saying it and out of immediate fear. These people now come to him. "Wow, who's this person, Abraham? She's my sister." He didn't even stop there, you know. He now watches them take his wife away to be the concubine of the Pharaoh. I can't get over that. For his own personal safety. So for this one, I fault Abraham. So this is not where I'm going to with this story. What he did here was, in my own view, terrible. How could you do that, Father Abraham? I have to ask him when I see him in heaven. But that's not the point that I want to make this morning. But I'm just saying this to say I don't agree with what he did here. God, I'm sure, did not agree what he did here. And Pharaoh takes his wife. And another portion of scripture says God did not allow Pharaoh to touch her. He said he punished the people that took her. And they said, they went and consulted with their mediums. They said, "Is that man's wife? Return her quickly." Pharaoh now came because they're diviners. "Abraham, why are you doing this to us? Take your wife and go." Do you understand? And she leaves with Abraham. I don't even know what she told him after that. It's just mind-boggling. But I'll leave it at that. Abraham and his wife, that's another thing they have to discuss. But this is where I'm going to with this story. Sarah submitted to Abraham. Now, I'm not advocating that she should have submitted in this scenario. Next time, we'll look at the limits of submission. Do you understand? So I don't agree with that, but the point I want to make is Sarah submitted to her husband, even in a bad way. So we're looking at some of the reasons why women are Christian wives might find it a bit challenging to submit to their husbands. I have 3 points to make this morning. Leave aside the fact that what Abraham made her to submit into was bad. That's not the point. It's the principle that I want to look at here. Now, the first thing I see, why some of our Christian wives might not want to willingly, I put that word, submit to their husbands, is because of fear. Fear. Now, what do I mean by fear? I think that for a lot of women, one thing that really matters to them is security. I believe that for women, they don't want to wake up one day and they don't have a house to live in. They don't want to wake up one day and they're just insecure. I believe that's just the nature of most women. So the first thing we see here is fear. Why a woman, a Christian woman, might be like, look, I'm not going to submit to this man because I'm not sure about the decisions that this man is making. So that's the natural reaction, that look, that place you want us to go to, that thing you want us to do, husband, I'm not doing it. And you're wondering what's really happening here. In a lot of cases, I believe fear plays a very interesting part in it. Now, would I blame anyone for being afraid? Not really. But I'm highlighting this thing so that as a woman, you will know what is going on in your heart, apart from the submission. So that you know what is really going on in your heart. That the reason you might be putting up all the braggados, is it braggados, that you might be telling your wife is, you know, this is fear is operating there. You're afraid sometimes that what will my future look like? Can this man's decisions be trusted? This decision that this man is making, this place that this man is asking us to go to, I don't feel safe about it. So, generally speaking, I'm going to preserve myself, the life of my children, and I'm not going to submit in this particular circumstance. Fear. The Bible says in Genesis that God made Adam and he formed Eve out of her. Genesis chapter 2 says that the two became one flesh. They became one. Now, you now have a scenario where, because of fear and lack of submission to the leadership of a man, because you're afraid, some women will be like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to keep some money. I'm not saying if you do this, this is bad. I'm just saying. Some women will be like, man, I'm going to keep some money aside that my husband doesn't know about. You just don't know with these men. Sometimes they might spend the money. Sometimes they might just go and do something. So I'm going to just save out of my money, make sure that I have this money somewhere, just in case. Just in case. Just in case of what? He lets you down? Maybe that's a good reason. But what's driving that in some cases? It's fear. It is fear. Fear plays a huge part, I believe, in the inability to submit. Fear plays a huge part. And what is fear? Fear is when you do not fully trust an individual. And they might be doing things that will bring that lack of trust. So I'm not saying it's bad or it's good. I'm just saying that fear causes the inability to submit to your husband. Fear of what is going to happen to you if you do that. So when some of our women say, this submission thing and all that, we understand. Or should I say, I understand. I'm telling you, I understand. So what should you do as a woman if you're experiencing this kind of fear? Well, I don't want to give a blanket answer here because each circumstance is different. What you are unable to submit to in one marriage is different from what somebody is unable to submit to in another marriage. So I can't just say submit because there are limits, which we'll look at next time. It's not everything you submit to if it goes against the precepts of God. But let's say they don't go against the precepts of God, and it is from a place of fear. One thing you need to realize, I believe, as a Christian wife, is to put your faith, to acknowledge your fears to yourself, maybe to your husband if he will listen. Acknowledge your fears to yourself, to your husband if he will listen, but most especially to God. And tell God, this is how I'm feeling. This guy's head is... And what do you do? Again, it's unique to each situation. To begin to develop the scenario where you put your faith in God, that even if this man makes an incorrect decision, which I hope he doesn't, God will intervene and bring you out of it. Your understanding of that, I pray I can really explain what I'm saying properly. And again, it's unique. Your understanding of that as a Christian wife, of faith in God for the decisions of your husband, will ensure that you are on track if you really understand that. Now, again, I'm putting the PS, it's different with each marriage. Sarah understood that. That woman, I'm not quite sure what was up with her. But I believe one of the things that Sarah understood was this. No matter what kind of crazy decision my husband makes, I will advise him, I will put it, you know, because I'm obeying the command of God to submit, even though I'm a bit afraid, I'm submitting unto God, and God who created everything, who can do like this, and the Red Sea will open, will bring us out of every callous situation this, this man is taking us to. I'm not saying go hook, line, and sinker, but your understanding as a Christian wife, your link to God through the submission, through the understanding of submission to your husband, to God, can direct the outcomes in your family if you believe that. So fear is something that happens quite a lot. Fear drives the situation in the lives of many people. I mean, I've seen pastors, or I've seen people who they tell their spouses, God is calling us to go to a particular country. And their spouse is like, do they have electricity in that country, in that place you're asking us to go to? And the guy says, no, it's a village. What? A village? Do they even have accommodation? And it's like, God has told us to go to this place. And the wife, rightly so, thinks, man, this is, and she says, no, I'm not going anywhere. In this particular matter, I'm taking, you can go to that village if you want. I'm not going to submit to that. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, they're one. And some people will be like, oh, well, you can't blame the woman. You can't, and all that. I'm not saying I do. But you and I need to come to the place where we understand that the life that we're living on this earth, if you're fortunate, you live 100 years. After that, it's eternity. And if you appear in heaven, not fulfilling the mandate that God has called you to do, to support your husband in the mission that God has sent him to, or to be submissive in certain areas, then it becomes a slight challenge for you. Life is more than just... But I'll stop there. So, we see fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6. Even Peter refers to the submission of Sarah. This story that I read today is just one area. I mean, I don't agree with what she submitted to, but it shows you the kind of mindset that Sarah had. She was totally submitted to her husband. That's the attitude and the mindset that she had. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, it says, like Sarah, Peter was saying here, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is right and you do not give way to what? To what? To fear. Sarah did not give in to fear. She was like, anything that happens in this world, God is by my side. She had such a deep understanding that Peter had to refer to her. And you know that Abraham also submitted to Sarah. Sarah made Abraham do certain things that Abraham didn't really want to do. But Abraham submitted because, wow, this woman, although she led him a bit astray, this woman understood it. Submission, she understood it. She made Abraham do whatever she wanted to do. To the point that there was a time she asked Abraham to send away his half-son, his son. And Abraham was thinking, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to send away this, And God came to Abraham and said, obey what your wife said. Do what your wife says. So you see God showing up to this woman. Peter said that she went to the point where she called Abraham Lord. Can you beat that? And as a woman, you're like, what? Lord, this is archaic. I'm not going to call my husband Lord. I'm not saying you should. But I'm just saying that it's just displaying the attitude that Sarah had. So the number one thing we see here is fear that causes some of our women not to be able to be really challenged with regards to submitting to their Christian husbands. I'm looking at 3 points this morning. The second thing is this, and I call that one self-worth. You know, there's this thing where I believe some of our Christian women might be like, look, I'm not a dummy. I have a brain. Well, I mean, if I'm submitting to a man or in my, won't he take me for granted? Won't he just, won't I become like one of these people that they just, no, I'm not going to do that. I've got a brain, the woman says, and I'm not going to submit to any man. No one is going to take me for a ride. No one is going to take me for granted. At least I'm not some sort of like Stone Age woman. I'm educated. If you're in London, I'm not. So what is speaking there? Self-worth. So we have self-worth where someone thinks someone else is going to take them for granted. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 17 even says this. He says, even God knows that we take each other for granted. He says in Leviticus chapter 25, 17, he says, do not take advantage of each other, but fear your God. I am the Lord your God. So even God knows that as believers, sometimes we'll just try and take advantage of people. So the second thing I see that sometimes stops our women from submitting is they don't want to be taken advantage of. Nobody wants to be. It's like if I start submitting to this person, this is my husband, he might just start taking me for granted, and I don't want that. So it's a question of self-worth. What does submission mean? What does that mean to your personality? Is it something that is degrading to you? Why do you think submitting is degrading? We'll look at what submission means in a bit. Why is it difficult for you to submit? Self-worth sometimes. And when we're looking at the issue of self-worth, what self-worth is saying is tying your value to actions that you do or that people do to you. What am I saying? Self-worth, tying your value as a human being or your worth to actions that people do to you or against you. And using that to be like the measure of what you're really worth. If someone is treating me bad, that means I'm probably not worth that much to them. And I'm not going to allow that. If I am submitting to someone, that means that I'm putting myself to be like a servant. And I'm not a servant. I'm an individual. I'm worth something. And because of that, I'm not going to submit. So tying our self-worth to how we want to be treated, tying our self-worth to how we want to be perceived is another challenge with submission. So am I saying that we should tolerate being treated with disregard? No, nobody wants to be treated with disdain. Nobody should be treated with, we should respect each other. The Bible also says that. But when you take it a step further beyond that, and your inability to submit is because of self-worth, how you be perceived by your husband, then there is something that has to do with self-worth being tied to how you perceive you be treated. In John chapter 13, I believe, we don't have to go there. Jesus did something there. Imagine Jesus Christ our Lord. I think John or Matthew, I'll just 13, I'll come to that in a moment. Our Lord Jesus, at the Last Supper, he told his disciples to sit down, and he took a towel and he began to wash their feet. Now, in those days, that role was left to the servants. It was an insult for, it was like the lowest of the lowest. Wash your feet. That was left to the servants of those days. Jesus, the Son of Man, the Son of God, who created us, the earth, the heavens, everything, stooped and he washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus demonstrated to them and to us now that, look, your actions or the requirements, some actions that are required from you that might seem a bit, I don't want to use that word condescending. Okay, let me use the word condescending, half of it. Actions that you're required to do that might seem a bit, servile, do not determine your self-worth, should not. And Jesus demonstrated that to us to say, look, if I can wash your feet, I created you. If I can do this, then why can't you do that? So coming to this issue of submission and self-worth, as a Christian wife, why do you think submission is servile or is like servitude? It's degrading. Is it degrading? Is it tied to your self-worth? Why? How do you view yourself? Does it make you feel like a servant? Does it make you feel that you're not worth, if you do that, then it's, you're just not really worth much? Well, Jesus did that. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that, look, let us not tie our self-worth to the actions that God requires us to do in the context of submission. Otherwise, we're going to find it a bit challenging to do. So I've looked at fear and I've looked at self-worth. What are you worth? I'll look at one more thing, then we'll pray. So we're looking at why some Christian women, Christian wives, might find submission challenging. And I've said, well, I can't blame anybody, because the way submission has been used as a weapon by some men, it just leaves a lot to be desired. But we said, leaving that aside, there is fear that I'm submitting my life to this person. How about if they lead me in a direction that's going to cause me harm? There's fear. There is self-worth. Is our worth tied to how we're being asked to submit. We're feeling like it's some sort of servitude. The last one I want to look at is this. Challenging. Why is submission challenging to some of our Christian wives? Well, another one I'll look at this morning is a lack of understanding of what biblical submission means by husbands and wives. When we talk about submission, when I say the word submission, what comes to your mind? What does biblical submission mean? For some men that I've come across, to them, submission means the woman must do everything you want. You're her lord and you're her master. You must submit. You know, Pastor Benson says, submit, submit. Hang on, Mr. Husband. Calm down. Do you really understand what that submission thing means? Do you understand the weight of responsibility? Do you know that for what you're doing, God is going to hold you accountable because your wife is submitting to you? Do you know the weight upon your head and your shoulders as a man when someone that Christ died for submits to you and you are responsible for leading that person and you lead them astray? Jesus said, if anyone in Matthew leads these little ones astray, it's better for a noose and a rock to be tied around their necks and for them to be drowned than for me to get my hands on them. So you that you're saying, my wife, submit, 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 be very careful. Because as she submits to you, if you lead her to the place where she faces harm, if you lead her to the place where she loses faith, Jesus was not going to take it easy with you as a man. In fact, Jesus said that if you as a man, husband, you mistreat your wife, he won't answer, if he will think about whether he will answer your prayers or not as a Christian man. So men, when you're brandishing this submission thing, be very careful. Extremely. You see, I don't know why I'm just becoming so passionate about it. We do not understand how Jesus views our women. I'm telling you. We do not understand how Jesus views our women. If you mistreat your wife, someone, if, you know, Jesus will not have it easy with you. Because Jesus is asking her to submit to you. And Jesus is saying, as she submits to you, if you mistreat her, if you lead her astray, in one country that I know, he says he'll be waiting for you around the corner. He says he'll be waiting for you. As a man, may Jesus not wait for you like that. I'll talk about men next week. You know, I read a scripture and we'll pray. I think I'm out of time. A lack of understanding of what biblical submission means. I read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 30, then we'll pray. It says, wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of the water through the word, to present her to himself as a radiant church without wrinkle or blemish, but holy and blameless. In this way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. We'll look at what biblical love means next time. He who loves him who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one hates his own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church. We are members of the same body. So biblical submission is something that men have to understand, and women as well, because that's the foundation. And as wives submit to their Christian husbands with understanding, And as Christian husbands understand what submission means, and the husband and the wife become one, as we read in Genesis chapter 11 last week, nothing shall be impossible for that couple. Nothing shall be impossible. And I'm going to end there this morning. So we've looked at why submission, biblical submission, might be difficult for some of our Christian wives. I've said one, fear. The other one is self-worth. And the third is a biblical understanding of submission and what it actually means, both ways. This morning, we want to pray. And the prayer I'd like us to pray is this, that God, touch our relationships. Help our sisters, our wives, and help us as men, as husbands, to treat our wives in a way that they will be able to submit to us as Christ, as the church does to Christ. That God will make you the wife that really understands submission and is able to do so without fear, without feeling that your self-worth will be diminished, with understanding. Let's rise and pray this morning.